Today's Shiur Masechta Zvachim Daf Tes. We will begin on Daf Tes Amud Aleph, 7 lines from the bottom. The Gemara had asked why a Pesach, the Korban Pesach, that cannot be brought for Korban Pesach, is designated to be a Korban Shlomim and not any other Korban. And the Gemara had given a number of reasons. Now the Gemara suggests, Rav Yosef Bar Oven, Omar Doichen Kochim Kalam Eitzel Kochim Kalam, we designate an animal, Korban Pesach, which is a Kochim Kalam, if it's not usable for Korban Pesach, to be used for another Korban, which is Kochim Kalam, namely a Korban Shlomim, Vein Doichen Kochim Kalam, but we don't designate a Korban, which is Kochim Kalam, again, namely Korban Pesach, Eitzel Kochim Kochim, to be used for an animal which is carbon, which is kachi kachim, which is a carbon chattis, a carbon asham. Masler of Yitzchak Bereb Savrin. So says the Gemara, Yitzchak Bereb Savrin asked a question. Ema shechta l'shem meiser. So asked the Gemara, if the carbon Pesach, which is not being brought on Erev Pesach, if it was brought l'shem meiser, we know that it's a halacha of meiser behemoth, that every animal in the 10th year, that any animal it has to be taken, we have to take them through a door, and the 10th animal is considered Maisa Behemah, and it's treated like Kachim Kalim, and has to be brought in the Mizbeach, and brought as Kachim Kalim, it should be treated, so if a Korban Pesach was brought, not in the time where Korban Pesach could be brought, it should be designated to be Maisa Behemah, not Shlomim. Ask the Gemara Lamai Hilchasa, if Shlomim is Kachim Kalim and Maisa Behemah is much as Kachim Kalim, what would be the Nafgamina, why it's designated for this versus for that? It says the Gemara, the Leibai Nechasim, Nesachim, the halach is that when you bring a carbon Shlomim, you have to bring along Michas Nesachim for the Mizbeach, Isaran Soilus, and Isaran of flour, Blula b'Raviyas Ahin Shimon, mixed together with a Raviyas Ahin of oil, Raviyas Ahin Yain, and a quarter of a hin Yain if you're bringing a Keves, and Shnei Esroinim Mincha Blula, and two Esroinim flour, Blula b'Shlish Ahin, mixed with a third of a hin of oil, b'Shlish Ahin Yain, and if you bring an animal ayil, you bring a third of a hin wine, and if you're bringing a par, a cow, you have to bring a carbon mincha made out of three esroinim of flour mixed with a half a hin of oil and a chatzi hin of wine. Another nafgamina Taisha says the Gemara could have said is that the halach is that a carbon shlomim requires tenufas chaz v'shoik, that there's a whole procedure of waiving the chaz v'shoik, which doesn't apply by ma'aseh behema. So if it's treated as Maisa Behema, it won't require Nesachim. And also, Lemilkala Blayigoyal. The Torah says that something that is considered Maiser may not be sold or redeemed. The Pasuk says, Vlayigoyal. And if somebody violates that law, he'll actually have to bring he'll get Malkus for it. So the question is, why are we designating it for Shlomim? Why are we not designating it for Maisa? Answers the Gemara, Amakra, because the Pasuk, when it speaks about the Maisa, and as we discussed, the procedure is that the Torah says, V'chol ma'aseba k'vitzoyin, kol ha'shiyah v'tachzah shevet, ha'siri yiyah kodesh l'Hashem, to teach us, zeh Maisa, only this animal that was declared Maisa by going through the procedure that we described is considered Maisa. V'ein acher Maisa. There is no other animal that is considered Maisa. So ask the Gemara, but maybe what we should suggest is that Ema Shachtei L'Shem Bechor, that if the Korban Pesach, which was brought not on Erev Pesach, you had in mind that it should be a Bechor, Lahevi K'Bechor, it should be treated like a Bechor, because Bechor is also Kachim Kalim. So Tosfos points out, we began our shiur today by saying that the only carbon that the Korban Pesach should be designated for is for a carbon which is kachim kalim. And therefore, the question that the Gemara just asked, that it can be made a bechor, makes most sense, because bechor is also kachim kalim. But in our previous year, we discussed that we don't move a carbon from being a carbon which is eaten to a carbon which is not eaten. Bechor, we know, is only eaten by the Kohanim, whereas the Pesach is eaten by everybody. So it's only going according to the teretz that we offer in today's shiur, where the Gemara suggested that it's going to be used, for kachim kalim. And again, ask the Marlamai Hichsa, what would be the nafkamina if it's treated like shlomim, or if it's treated like bechor? Again, one nafkamina is the loy leboyim nesachim. When you bring a karma pesach, you don't. When you bring a bechor, you don't bring a nesachim with it. Inami the leis lekanim, as we just said, it would be given to the kohanim, whereas Shlomim is not given strictly to the Kohanim. Sfasemis points out the Gemara could have given other explanations. Other nafkamina is that the halacha is that Shlomim requires smicha, but Bechor and Mais and Pesach don't require smicha. Answers the Gemara, Bechor Nami, there's a gzeirah shava, says the Gemara, between Bechor and Mais and Behema. The word Avora, by the pasuk of Meiser, it says, as we just read, Kol Hashiyavor Tachas Hashevet, and by Bechor, the Torah says, V'vata Kol Petah Rechem LaHashem, V'chol Petah Shek Behem HaShilcha Zuchorim LaHashem. So we learn from here that the halacha of Bechor and the halacha of Meiser are the same. And since they're the same, if we learned a moment ago that there is no possibility that the Pesach should become Meiser, it can't become Bechor either. So as we said, Taisa says the one of nafkaminas would be smicha. But the question that the Sfasemis and others ask is that smicha is done while the animal is alive, and the Pesach only loses its title of being a Korban Pesach after the shechita. So how can we say that smicha is a nafkamina? And because of that, Sfasemis wants to suggest that as soon as there was a decision that it should be considered a bechor, as soon as it was decided that it should be considered a bechor, then it already has the din of bechor. And similarly, as soon as it was decided to be a shlomim, it has the din of shlomim. If that's the case, if it was decided to be a shlomim, there would be a chiv smicha. If it was decided to be bechor, there wouldn't be a chiv slicha. So the Brisker Rav asks a question. How could something become bechor if it's not a bechor? This animal is not a pet rechem. This animal that was designated to be a Korban Pesach is not a pet rechem. So if it's not a pet rechem, how could it become bechor? So the Brisker Rav says that from here we see that two separate dinim, two separate rules. One rule is that a pet rechem has to be given to a kohen. Then there's another rule, and that other rule is that that's a din of kedushas bechor. That is indeed limited to pet rechem. But then there's a din that a bechor belongs to the kohen, and that isn't necessarily connected to being a pet rechem. If you decide to treat something like a bechor, it gets the halachas of bechor. Says the Gemara, Vei meshachta l'shem tamura. If you shechted it, l'shem tamura, l'heve tamura, the Korban Pesach should become tamura. So, of course, the Brisker Rav asks here a very fundamental question. What is the definition of a tamura? The definition of a tamura is that if you have an animal that has kedusha on it, you want to, and then you do tamura, you attempt to substitute it. So tamura is not an independent type of a carbon. It's a carbon that's only a substitute for another carbon. So how could the Gemara suggest that it should become a tamura? So Brisker Rav says that what the Gemara means, that it should become tamuras maisa. That even though, as the Gemara said a few moments ago, it Pesach cannot get Kedushas Meiser, but the Gemara suggesting that maybe she get the Kedusha of Tamuris Meiser. And what would be the Nafkamina by saying so? Says the Gemara, L'mai Hilchasa, L'milkaleh, by for doing an act of Tamura, there's a lav of Lo Yechlifen of Lo Yomaroi Soi. If it gets the loch of Tamuris Maisa, as we said before, then the loch will be, then it can't be sold or redeemed. Answers the Gemara. Amma Mazutra, Bereid of Nachman. Amma Kra, the Pasuk says, Vahoye hu usmarasa ye kaidish. Only Zutmura, only if you take an animal that's a kaidish and you try to substitute, there you have the loch of Tamura. Vein achar tamura, but if you take a carbon and you shecht it, l'shem tamura, it doesn't become a tamura. It doesn't get the dinim of a tamura. Ask the Gemara, shecht l'shem toida. So ask the Gemara, maybe if you shecht it as a carbon toida, lavika toida, it should be treated like a toida. L'may helchsa latinoi lechem. The halacha is, as we've discussed previously, that when you bring a carbon toida, when you bring a carbon toida, you have to bring along with it 40 chalas, 4 times 10, and each one of each has to be given to the kohen, and the other 36 are given to the owner. Answers the Gemara, a new teretz. Mika midi, the Gemara suggests, Mika midi, Pesach gufalei bo lechem. The Gemara is saying that we're speaking here about an animal that was originally a carbon Pesach, and now we want to treat it like a different type of carbon. And we will end up here with a very interesting situation that the carbon Pesach, when you bring, you obviously don't have to bring along with it 40 chalas. And now we're going to learn that this, you're going to have to bring along with it 40 chalas. And the Gemara finds that to be an untenable situation. So based on this, says the Gemara, we're learning, and that's the Maskana, this just the Gemara is going back and forth, but we know, as the Gemara has already taught us, that the Karma Pesach, the Maisa Pesach, is brought as a Shlomim. Now the Halacha normally is that a Karma Shlomim is Nech L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla. It's eaten for 2 days and a night. So now the question will be, of a Karma Pesach, which is being brought Shleibas Mana, when it's being brought Mana Ner Pesach, that it going to be eaten, that it becomes a shlomim, what will be the halacha with that shlomim? Is it eaten like all other carbon shlomim, 2 days or one night? Or since it emanates that from a carbon Pesach, which is not eaten l'shnei yom v'layla echad, so too will be the halacha here. And Taisha says, based on the svara that the Gemara just presented, that such a carbon Pesach would only be, that such a carbon shlomim would only be nechal l'yoyim v'layla. The Tzlach disagrees, and the Tzach says that the halacha would be that it's treated fully like, based on the Rambam, that it would be treated fully like a carbon shlomim, and it's nechal l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. And then I saw a third opinion in the Rishonim, that actually, not only do those Rishonim agree with Tosfos' approach, that if it comes originally as a carbon Pesach, even now, even though now it's being treated as a carbon Shlomim, it's going to be only Nechel like a carbon Pesach, since the halacha is that the carbon Pesach is only eaten one night, the night of the Seder, that would be the halacha by any carbon Pesach, which is being brought now as a Shlomim, it's limited based on the svara of the Gemara that the Gemara just presented, that it's only eaten for one night. Says the Gemara, Yachi Hashtanami. So ask the Gemara, if we're saying that it can't be stricter than what it started off with being, so ask the Gemara, Mika Mida the Pesach Gufa, we're saying that the Pesach becomes a Shlomim. But ask the Gemara, if the svara that was just presented is correct, so Mika Mida the Pesach Gufa like Bayin Nesachim, that the current Pesach doesn't have Nesachim brought along with it, a Maisrei by Nesachim. But when it's going to be treated as a common Shlomim, it would require Nesachim. Says the Gemara, a non-Hachi Kaminin. This is what I meant to say. The halacha is that if somebody designated an animal to be a common Toida, and it got lost, and he brought another animal, and now the first animal is found, the halacha is that the second animal, which has the status of Moisa Toida, is brought without the chalas. Me, a comedian, the Gemara's question now, the Gemara meant to say as follows. Can it be that if you have a Moisa Toida, an animal which was originally designated as a carbon Toida, but because it wasn't brought as a carbon Toida, when it's brought, loy bay lechem, ve'elu Moiser, the Achlam Alma, this animal, which was a carbon Pesach originally, it was never a carbon Toida altogether, would require to bring chalas with it. Says the Gemara, so we learned earlier that the Pasuk says, V'im min atzayin kabanai, is speaking about Moiser Pesach. Ask the Gemara, Maskula Rav Yemir Breda Rav Hillel, M'maida b'moiser Pesach siv, what makes you say that Pasuk is talking about Moiser Pesach, Tilma b'moiser Oshem siv, may be that Pasuk speaking about Moiser Oshem, because the Oshem also only comes from a tzayin, and the Pasuk is coming to teach us that an Oshem whose owners died, or they brought another animal as the carbon Oshem, and now you have the original animal, that the halacha is that that animal is brought as an oilus ketzem mizbeach. Maybe the halacha is that only in a case where it was brought with that intention is that the halacha. But if it was brought to shame Oshem, the halacha will be that it's possible. Am Rav Amakrav, Imen Atzayin Kabbalah Zavach Shlomim, Dava Shava B'chol Atzayin. Pesach comes from all types of tzayin. Min akfasim, lamb, or min izim, goat. Bei asham only comes from goats. Says the Gemara, Maskla Rav Yevan Bechivi, Temer Rav Avan Bakana, B'chol Asar. So now, ask them why we have a very interesting situation. Everywhere else, at Amrit, when the Torah uses the word min, the pasuk is lahaitzi, to exclude something. And where, like for example, when the Torah says mina behema, the Gemara Masech Babakama teaches us lahaitzi hareveya va'nirva, an animal that was sodomized or was sodomized mina bakar, it comes to teach us an animal that was worshipped for avodah zarah. Mina tzoyin is teaches us that an animal was designated for avodah zarah. And here we're saying that the min is coming to teach Larabbas that a current Pesach, since it comes from all types of tzon. Amrav mani hachinami min lahaitzi. The pasuk min is coming to exclude. The leyasi ben shtei shanim, that an animal which is 2 years old already, the leyasi ben nekeva, or a female, cannot be used for current Pesach. Says the Gemara, umaskula, ask the Gemara, maskula rachana bag the tov. Umi matz amrit, the ksiv hai, but Moiser Pesach siv, how could you say that this pasuk is talking about Moiser Pesach? Vidik siv, vim kesev im eiz, mechal de lab Moiser Pesach siv. It's talking about shlomim. If it's talking about a Pesach, the pasuk says, min akvasim umin heizim. Why does the Torah have to say again, im kesev im eiz? It must be that we're talking about shlomim. And the Torah is teaching us that if somebody designated an animal for shlomim, he could use whatever type of animal he wants. But why would I say that this pasuk? How can I say that this pasuk is talking about a carbon Pesach? Answers the Gemara: Hahu dem kesef emeiz mebayil lechatanya. It's coming to teach us the following halacha, because the pasuk says dem eiz kabonai. So we know when the Torah says minatzoin, it must be keves, because there are only two animals in the tzoin family, kvasim ve'izim. So why does it say keves? The rabbis is a Pesach la'alya, that when we burn on the mizbeach, the emrim, the halach is that we burn the tail of the kesef, like we burn the tail of shlomim. Shem im kesef, Rabbis Pesach Shibra of Shanasai. The Kosuk is coming to teach us that once the animal is past the year old, it cannot be used anymore as a carbon Pesach, because a carbon Pesach could only be an animal that's a male under a year old. Vishlomim, Haboy Machmuk Pesach. So there's many Pshatim, but first we'll learn Rashi's Pshat. Rashi says, Shlomim Haboyim Pesach refers to the Karban Chagiga, l'chol mitzvah shlomim, that all the halachas of shlomim apply to it. But, says Tosfos, that even though shlomim normally, as we said earlier, is eaten the shnei yomim v'layla echad, says Tosfos, the Karban Chagiga that comes along with the Karban Pesach is only eaten l'yoyim v'layla, L'chametz shlomim, that they have all the halachas of a shlomim, sh'teunim smicha, that they require smicha, b'teunah and tnufas chazav shayk, as we discussed earlier, k'shemayiz im hefsek inyan, limit al eiz, that the eiz doesn't require aliyah, the aliyah of the eiz is not brought. So Rashi explained, as we said, we're speaking about the Karban Chagiga that comes along with the Karban Pesach. The Tosfos says that what's meant with this line, when the Gemara used the line, Shlom Abay Machas Pesach, it's talking about the Moisa Pesach. If we have leftover Karban Pesach that we're discussing, we have leftover funds. Another pshat that Rashi in Masechta Pesachim suggests, that we're talking about a Tumuras Pesach. Ask the Gemara, is the halacha that a Karban Pesach that's past the year old learned from this pasuk, medavu the Shmuel nafka. It's learned, asked the Gemara, from what avu the Shmuel taught us. Dam avu the Shmuel. The pasuk says v'metzayin kabana l'zevach hashlamim. Dava abamen atzayin. The Torah teaches us that something that was brought from tzayin yil l'zevach shlamim. Ask the Gemara, but we have another question. The halacha that Moshe Pesach has brought shlamim. Ask the Gemara, the Rav Nachman Amar Rabbi Rav Avuah Nafka. Says the Gemara, the Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Avuah, the Nayin Lamaisa Pesach Karav Shlomim. How do we know that the leftover Pesach is brought as a Shlomim? Nemar, says the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Zavach the Pesach Lashem Lakecha Tzoyin Ubakar. And the Pasuk says, Vilayim Pesach Baal Amen Akvasim Umen Ezim. So it's very difficult to understand this Pasuk. The Karav Pesach is only brought from Kvasim and Ezim. So how could the Gemara suggest that we're speaking about in this pasuk the Karban Pesach? And the Kala Moshe Pesach, here we learn that if you have Moshe Pesach, what should you do with it? The Dover Haba min Atzoyin u'min Abakar, it should be used for a carbon that could come from Tzoyin Abakar, u'min Yishlomim. But ask the Gemara, after we've learned all of this, Alatrosi Kroik Sivin. The three psukim that the Gemara has identified that teaches us that Moshe Pesach is brought as a shlomim. And the obvious question is, why do we need three psukim to teach us the same halacha? Says the Gemara, Chad le'ibur zmanoi, the Gabra ibur shnosoi. One is coming to tell us that it's after Pesach and it's also past the year old. So at that point, it should be brought as a karban shlomim. The Chad le'ibur zmanoi, when it's already past Erev Pesach, but it's not a year old yet, that it's brought as a Karban Shlomim. That it's coming to teach us that if it wasn't past Zman and not past the year, because it's before Pesach, that it's brought as a Shlomim. And says the Merv Tzrichi, and we need three Psukim to teach us these Halachim. These halachas. Dikos Rachmona Chad, had the Torah only taught us one pasuk, Hamina Hechdebr Shnosoi, if it passed the year, Viz Manoi, and also it's over a year old and it's also after Pesach, that's why it could be brought as a Karban Shlomim, or that's why it should be brought as a Karban Shlomim. Reason being, Ditchemi Pesach Lagamri has been completely unusable for Karban Pesach. It's ready after Pesach, and not only is it after Pesach, it's also too old. Aval ibris manai v'loy ibris shnasai. But let's say it's after Erev Pesach, but it's not a year old. So under those circumstances, the chazi l'Pesach sheni, it can be used for Pesach sheni, and therefore Ema, we would think sh'loy, it shouldn't automatically be brought as a carbon shlomim. And of course, explains this Fasemis, that Gemara means to say here that we're referring to a situation, says the Sfas Emes, where the owners brought a different animal as a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach. And since they brought a different animal as a Korban Pesach on Erev Pesach, explains the Sfas Emes, so these people don't need this animal for Pesach Sheni. And since these people don't need this animal for Pesach Sheni, so that's why the fact that it's usable for Pesach Sheni is not really consideration. But according to Sfas Emes, if the owners of this animal have not brought a carbon on Pesach Rishon, then indeed, Sfas Emes suggests that this animal would not become a carbon shlomim, because it should be dedicated to be used for Pesach Sheni. Vikas Chman Hanitarti, if we only would have had these two cases, they became disqualified. One, because it's totally unusable, it's after Pesach, and also it's too old. And one is because it's after Pesach. But when we have a carbon Pesach that's being brought before Pesach, because it's not yet Pesach, the animal's still less than a year old, the chazil Pesach, where it could be used for Pesach, maybe there it can't become a carbon shlamim. That's why we have a third pasuk to teach us that even in this case, the halacha teaches us that it's going to be treated. In this case, it's going to be treated like a carbon shlamim. It's going to be treated like a carbon shlamim. Says the Gemara. Amar Rav Mishmei de Mavug. Rav said in the name of Mavug. Chatas Shachtel Shum Chatas Nachshon. When the Mishkan was erected, the Nesiim, we know, brought Kabanas. The first of the Nesiim to bring a carbon was Nachshon ben Amminadav. And even though normally when we speak about a carbon Chatas, we speak about a Karmel Chatos, which is brought L'chaper, Chatos Chelev. Here, we're learning about a case that a Karmel Chatos of Nachshon was not brought for Kapora. It was a special type of carbon that was brought as part of the inauguration of the Mishkan. So what's going to be halacha if somebody has a Chatos Chelev, an animal that was designated because he did an Aveira, and he had in mind that it should be brought for Chatas Nachshon, Kshera. Dama Kra, it's still kosher. It's not considered Shaloi Lishma, says the Gemara, because the Pasuk says, Zois Toiras Achatos, Toira Achs Kol Chatos. If you shecht one Karmel Chatos for a different type of Karmel Chatos, it's acceptable. Says the Gemara, Yasser Rava Kamal HaShmatza, Rava was sitting and teaching this halacha, Eisrei Ramashar Shalor Rava. The Brisa teaches us, any carbon mincha that was brought shaloi l'shman, k'sheris, va'olu l'baal m'shem chayva. And it's not even like we started the Masechta, where the Masechta taught us, the beginning of the Masechta taught us, that if we bring a carbon shaloi l'shman, besides a chattis or a pesach, it's kosher, el shaloi olu baal m'shem chayva. Here halacha is, that it's even kosher, the Bailam considered get credit for it. Because says the Gemara, says the Braisa, Reb Shimon, Lafisha and Menachas Damas Lazvachim. We can't compare Alocha of Menachas to the Alochas of Zvachim. She Koimitz Machas L'Shem Acheshes. There are different types of Karben Mincha. The different types of Karben Minchas. Machas and Macheshes are two different types of frying pans. One is where it has a cover. One pshat, Rabbi Yosef Glili holds that a macheshes has a cover, machlis doesn't have a cover. According to Chanina Ben Gamliel, machlis is a flat pan, and therefore, whatever is put on it, it gets spread out and hard. And a macheshes is what we would call a deep fry. And then we have machlis, and macheshes. So says the Gemara, HaKoimitz, if somebody does kmitza on a carbon that's machvas, l'shei macheshes, so it's obvious that what he's doing, it's meaningless. Maseh machicha l'shei machvas. You're saying macheshes, but everybody can see it's a machvas. Or if you have a carbon, the Torah speaks about a minchas choyta, the carbon oil of a yoyrid, or the minchas choyta, where the halacha is, that brought without oil. So if you had a mind, if you're bringing a carbon milcha that has no oil, and you had a mind l'shem belula for carbon that does have my oil, it's again masah machicha shechreiv. It's not what you said. Abas vachem enekain. But when we speak about regular kabanas, you can't just tell what type of carbon it is. Because shchita achas l'kulon, the shchita is always the same. The kabbalah achas l'kulon, the kabbalah is always the same. Zerika achas l'kulon. And therefore, by regular carbon, there could be a situation of shloi l'shma. It's not obvious. Whereas by carbon mincha, since what you're doing is obviously incorrect, that's why we don't have a concern of a shloi l'shma. But the Gemara makes a point. Tama, why is by mincha no problem of shloi l'shma? Because as the Gemara said, the maseh mechichen, it's obvious. Ha'ei maseh mechichen. If we wouldn't have such a concept, loy, then we can't accept that. But if we're learning that Mavuk Rav taught us the name of Mavuk, that the Pasuk says Zoyis Torah Achatas, that all Chatos are treated the same, and one Chatas to another Chatas doesn't make it possible. Amai Lema Zoyis Torah Samincha Torah Achas L'Kol Menachas, and the Halacha should be that from one Karban Mincha to another Karban Mincha, the fact that it's Masa Mechichen or not is irrelevant, because the point is that since the Torah says, just like the Torah says, Zois Torah Sachatas, the Torah says, Zois Torah Samincha, to treat them all the same. So the Rishonim ask a question that it's not true that all Kabbonis, the Gemara says, Zrika Achas L'Kulon, all Kabbonis are done the same way. That isn't true, because as we learned and we're going to learn, that there are very different ways how Kabbonis, how the Zrika, where and how the Zerika is supposed to be done. So the question is, how could you say Zerika Achas L'Kulon? So the Shita Mekabetzis answers that the Aloch is that even though there are specific ways how Zerika should be done, but the Eved, if you did them the same way on the bottom of the Mizbeach, they're kosher. That's why Zerika Achas L'Kulon. Says the Gemara, Ella Yitma Hoch Yitma. If you brought a kam chatas with the intention that nachshon should have a kapara, kshera, there's no problem of shinui bailim. Because ain't kapara l'maisim, we learned that there is no kapara for maisim. And when is there, says the Gemara now, a concept of shinui bailim? The Gemara says that where do we have a concept of shinui bailim? We only have a concept of shinui bailim where the person you have in mind will have a kapara. So instead of the true owner having kapara, someone else will have kapara. But if the person who you have in mind won't have kapara because he's not alive anymore, and the way we explained it when we learned this halacha the last time is a mace doesn't need a kapara because his misa brings him a kapara. So therefore, there's no concept of shinui bailim. So if the point being the nachshon is asked the Gemara, if the point of this Gemara is the nachshon is not alive anymore, and therefore it's not considered shinui bailim if the person you have in mind is no longer alive, why do you have to pick nachshon? Asked the Gemara. V'lema meis b'alma, says the Gemara, ha'kamashmalan. What he's come to teach us is tama the meis. The why is the halacha that if somebody brings a carbon chatas with a mind of a carbon nachshon, it's not a problem because the mace ha chai. If the person was alive, even though that person is not mechuyev kam chatas, dumya the nachshon. That's like by nachshon psula. Mind you, what is the type of kam chatas, which is like nachshon's chatas, chatas nazav chatas mitzayra, that were brought after the somebody's a nazir after somebody's a mitzayra, and we don't, even though it's not a karma chattis that's brought for kapara, it's just brought as part of the procedure after your nazir or after your mitzayra, still it's considered a karma chattis, and it will be subject to shinui bailim. Ask the Gemara, hani oilasu, and therefore those Karban Chatas are like a Karban Oila. And therefore, somebody who's Mechayiv, such a Karban, it's like somebody who has to bring a Karban Chatas and has in mind somebody has to bring a Karban Oila. So we learned earlier in Amasechta, the when is there a halacha of Shinui Bailim? If both of us are Chayiv a Karban Chatas, if both of us are Chayiv a Karban Chatas, and I bring the Karban Chatas for the person, not for the real owner. But if one person's Chayiv a Karban Chatas and one person's Chayiv a Karban Oila, says the Gemara, that's not called Shinui Bailim because this is a Chatas and this is an Oila. And says now the Gemara, that the Nazir and Metzaira, even though their carbon is called a chattis, it's really an oil because it doesn't come to affect a kapara. Our Gemara just taught us the halacha of the concept of ein kapara l'meisim. So the Mefarshim ask, we learned in Masechta Horius. The pasuk says by Egla Rufa, that the Zakenim would say, kapel amch Yisrael elu achayim. Ashabadisa Elu Hamesim. And the Gemara says, Melamed, from here we learn the Shamesim Tricha Kapara, that people who are no longer alive still require a Kapara. And that's why we know the minig is that we do different things for Kapara for Mesim. But our Gemara just taught us that ain't Kapara la Mesim. There is no need to bring a Kapara for Mesim. And in fact, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Nagu lead the tzedakah b'yom kippurim b'adam esim." And the Ramah says that is the reason why we say yisker on Yom Kippur, also for the mesim. But if there's ain't kapara le mesim, what's pshat? So the Sefer Shar Mitzvah Balocha says, and this is also a word that Rabbi Yosef Engel says, that this concept that we're learning of ein kapara l'meisim is only the kapara of a carbon. We're talking here about a carbon. And the Gemara is teaching us that a carbon cannot be effective for somebody who's not alive. But when we speak about other types of activities that are done l'zeicha meis, there the halacha is that we can make a kapara l'meisim. The Sefer Chassidim says, there's another nafkamina. He says that when can we affect a kapara for mesim is what we're doing for the mace is something that the mace did in his lifetime as well. So we're giving tzedakah li'ili nishmas a mace, and this mace that we're giving tzedakah first for is also a person that while he was alive gave tzedakah, then it will be effective. However, says the Sefer Chassidim, that let's say you have an individual who did not give tzedakah. So then the tzedakah that's given l'ilui nishmas might not be effective. But if it's a son of a father, and the father sent the son to yeshiva, and in yeshiva this person, the son, learned to give tzedakah, then it will be helpful even for the that'll be helpful for the father. Because the boy went to yeshiva because the father taught him, sent him to yeshiva. And therefore, since the boy went to yeshiva because of his father sending him to yeshiva, then the halacha is that the tzedakah will be effective even for the father. And there are stories, the time doesn't allow it, there are different stories how parents, they're just like children, can help parents who are no longer here. Parents from the Olam Ha'emes can help their children, even though the parents are no longer here. So the Gemara goes back to the beginning. Eliyat Ba'achietma, Amarav, Mishmei Devavuk, Chattis Deshachtov, Al Shemachoyev Chattis, Nachshon, if somebody shechted a carbon chattis, from that is Chayiv a carbon chattis, Nozim Metzoyra, which is similar to Chattis Nachshon, Ksheira. It's considered like an oila. And just like we began the Masechta, that by carbon chattis that was brought shloi l'shma, it's possible. But carbon oila that's brought shloi l'shma is kosher. These carbonas are considered like a carbon oila. Ikadamri amaram shmei the mavak chattis shechach l'shem chattis nachshon psula. Shechatas nachshik oilehi. And therefore, having a mind when you shech the karma chatas for the chatas nachshin, it's like bringing a karma chatas l'shem oilo. Says the Gemara, for Lema, what does the Gemara speak about the chatas nachshin, which happened only once? What does the Gemara say? That if you shechted your karma chatas l'shem chatas nazir, l'shem chatas metzoru, which we're saying now, since they don't come for kapara, they're treated like an oilo, it's considered like you brought a chatas shaloi l'shma. Answers the Gemara, you're right. The Gemara could have said that. But the Gemara, ikke chatas nakat, speaks about the first chatas, Rashi explains. This was the first chatas that was ever brought, the chatas that were brought by the Nasiim. The Shita says the Pshat is, this was the first chatas that was brought, not for an Aveira, it was brought just like a carbon oil. Amar Rav, chatas chel sheshach l'shem chatas tam. If somebody brought a chatas chelev, the Aveira that was committed was eating chelev, but it was shachted with, as if the person ate dam, l'shem chatas avod chavim, or chatas avod zara. And the reason the chatas avod zara is mentioned is because the regular chatas, Rashi teaches us, as we learned in Masech Tahariyas, is brought from a kispo seira. Chatas avod zara only comes from a seira, the lochus ksheira. Because they're all a karmachatis, and since all a karmachatis for an aveira which carries kares, and therefore it's not considered shini kodesh. However, l'shem chatis nazir, l'shem chatis mitzayra, it's psula, because hani oilos ninhu, and that would be considered a shini kodesh. By Rava, chatis chelev shach l'shem tumas migdish gadoshev. You brought the chatis chelev for the chatis of tumas migdish gadoshev. What will be that locha? Is that considered shloi l'shma or not? Mau. Mi amrinin, do we say, karas kamaisai? Because there's, do we say that it has to be a chiyiv karas? Says the Gemara, and therefore, these are come with avera that carry with them karas, and therefore yichayiv. Oidomash eich kavur kamaisai. It's not the same type of karban chatos. Because by regular karban chatos, by chatos chelev, you don't get an option. You have to bring a kiss for a seira. Here, you bring a carbon oil of a yoyrid. Says the Gemara, Rav Achabrei Rav Masna Kula Lipsula. Even every case where you bring a carbon chattis, not for the purpose that carbon chattis is brought, even if you brought a chattis chelev for chattis dam, it's considered shini kodesh. My tama, he says, because the pasuk says, v'shachar oyser l'chattis, and the Torah teaches us in that pasuk, l'shem oyser chattis. Only for that avera, for no other purpose. Amalei Rashi Rafa Derei by the Rava Hechemus Nisalu. So now that we learn the Chatas Chelav L'Shem Chatas Dam is possible, so certainly a Chatas Chelav that was brought for Thomas Migdash Gedoshov, which this is a Chatas Kavua and this is a carbon oil of a Yairid, but it would certainly be possible. And therefore the question is by the Rava Hechemus Nisalu. What is the question that Rava asked? Amalei and not b'shinin ba'alam m'sninla. He says we learned what Rava said regarding shinin ba'alam. Vachem m'sninla. Amar Rava chatas chelav sheshachta mishachoyev chatas dam v'chatas avedus kachavim. Because if you brought a chatas chelav for somebody else who's mechoyev a chatas dam or chatas avedus zar psulim, because that's considered the shinin ba'alam. Am mishachoyev chatas nazav v'chatas mitzora k'sheira. It's not considered shinu bailim, for as we keep on repeating, it's only considered shinu bailim if you and the other person had the same chi of carbon. But here you don't have the same chi of carbon. I have a chi of chattis, and he has a chi of chattis, which is really an oila. And now the question is, ubayin loy hachi. Boy rava chattis chel sheshachta mishu chayev chattis the tumas migdish gadoshav. Will that be considered shinu bailim? Mimrin karas kamaisai. And therefore, since both of us have a chiv carbon chattis, if the kohen had in mind not the true owner of the carbon, rather someone else, that's considered shinu bailim. Adoma, since that person is chayv a carbon oil of a yoyrid, and the person who brought the carbon is chayv a regular carbon chattis, that will not be considered a situation of shinu bailim, and the Gemara remains with a takeover.